Hey, what's going on, y'all? It's JD and Paul, and guess what? This is our bonus podcast of our review of episodes 1 and 2 of Loki on Disney Plus. We're going to start doing little television review episode podcasts in between our main podcast, so we hope you enjoy these. Feel free to drop a review or leave us a question for the next episode on Anchor. You can go to anchor.fm/JD and Paulcast. Should be in the description, and you'll be able to submit a question if you have any, or just say how you're feeling. I don't know, say hi. With that being said, though, we appreciate y'all, and let's get into this quickie review of Loki episodes 1 and 2. Yo, what's up, y'all? It's JD and Paul, and we are back for a bonus or quickie episode of our podcast. This is going to be our quickie review of Loki, episodes 1 and 2, because we did not get it done fast enough for each week. But we will hopefully be back next week, and we'll figure out what days these come out on, possibly the day after that it drops, and then maybe we push the podcast a day later. I have no idea. Or maybe these come out a week after, kind of like how these two episodes are done. Let's not get too lost in it. Paul, how are you enjoying Loki? It's a great show, personally, for me, and I'd say that it's getting close, if not better, to what WandaVision's about, because it's starting to open up the Marvel Universe, multiverse, more.
Multiverse. I like it a lot. I'm liking this way more than I did Falcon Winter Soldier, personally.
Oh, yeah.
Because it has more intrigue to it, and it's opening up and like leading us in directions where I would like to see what happens next. Because the other shows was like, okay, that's cool, all right, whatever, I'll wait till next week, and it wasn't a big deal. But now, like, yes, please.
I'd say, yeah, I definitely like how it starts off with 2012's Loki being I think the one thing about 2012 Loki being transported with the Tesseract is I wonder why he ended up, or you know what, he just ended up anywhere, and then the TVA, the TVA, which is the time variance, what's the word, association,
association, I think,
maybe, but the TVA, they realized that he was not meant to be there. That's why they came after him. They came after him in the first episode because of that. And they had that really epic clip where, like, when he lands in the desert, that one time variant lady, she smacks him across the face and he feels pain for, like, one sixteenth millionth of a second or something.
Yeah, shout out to her. She was in Lovecraft Country.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she played the sister to old girl.
Oh, that's tight. Yeah, I mean, it's a great show. Also, spoilers, obviously, for episode 1 and 2, if you all aren't already aware. So I personally just like how Marvel took us through that entire phase, because we're in phase 4 now, right?
Yes.
But I love how they took... I think so. I don't know.
I lost count.
We're not in a phase 5 yet. All I know is that they're taking us on a journey that I never expected them to take us on, because we're going from all of the stuff that happened for Infinity War, Endgame, and now we're getting these cool side stories of characters that we know, but we don't know a lot about. Like, you're fleshing out Wanda Maximoff, Vision, you're fleshing out Sam Wilson, that's his name, right? Falcon, I think that's his name. Then Bucky Barnes. Now we're getting like a Loki spinoff, and it's actually one of those things where you're like, oh, this is, I think it's like these side characters just end up becoming so much more interesting when you give them better storylines or better things to do.
Time to shine.
Yeah, because like if you're thinking about these characters in the movies, they don't give them good enough things to talk about or do where you care. But it's now that they're giving Loki a storyline where it's like, hey, yeah, you strayed from your timeline. We need you to help this all-knowing association get everything back on track for a group of timekeepers who, at the end of the day, from what Loki's like talked about in the show, he's like, you know, this sounds crazy, right? The whole concept of the timekeepers sounds as crazy as someone trying to explain that, like, you know, to a foreign land, like, God should be your savior, like all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So
it's cool what they're doing with that. And like they're exploring Loki in ways where we're not dealing with the Loki that went up to which one did he get choked out in?
That was Endgame.
Infinity
War, yeah.
So we're not dealing with the 2023 or the 20, what was 5 years? But the 2017 Loki. We're dealing with
present Loki.
Post-Avengers asshole Loki before Thor 2, before Thor 3, mm-hmm. and all that. So he's still an asshole at the end of the day. And it's just him dealing with the fact that he never got the character development and we're still dealing with asshole Loki before. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I felt like he became too tame and too nice by the time we got to Thor Ragnarok.
Yeah, he did. And it's also kind of nice that even though we're dealing with a-hole Loki, we're also getting Owen Wilson to bring him down to a realistic what?
Wow.
Wow, wow. I thought you were doing the Mario Cat sound.
I don't know.
Meow. Wow.
That's Mario Cat.
or maybe it's a... Is it a Shy Guy?
I don't remember.
Which one sounds like that?
I think Shy Guy.
All right, never mind. But yeah, like I was saying, I think it's cool that like Mobius, aka Owen Wilson's character, is doing a good job of trying to like let Loki know, like, yeah, Mr. Mischief. Okay, that's cool. But like, what do you really want to do with your life? And he's like, you will not trifle with me. It's very much like talking down Vegeta, like Goku being like, Vegeta, why are we enemies? Because you were stronger. Okay, that's not my fault. I'm the prince. Okay, be the prince. No, it's not, you know, it's one of those situations.
Yeah. It's just like, what do you want to do? I want to rule Earth. Okay. And then what do you want to do after that? Space. Loki, the king of space.
Well, the funny thing is, he suggested that to him in the first episode. Loki was like, what do you want to do next? He basically said, the universe is huge. You want to rule space next? Loki, the king of space. And then he's like, don't patronize me. And he's like, you don't know what you want to freaking do. What are you talking about? So he like shut him up there.
That should be a t-shirt. New rock stars, get on it.
What, Loki, the king of space?
King of space.
I mean, I feel like Loki, if he wants to do that, he can do that.
Yeah. And like they're good with showing little subtle things about Loki that people don't pay attention to, like in the first episode when he's talking to Mobius, and then when I'm gonna call her Ruby because that's what I know her as from Lovecraft Country, or Agent 15 or something. When she walks in the room, if you watch Loki, what he's doing, you see him reach into Mobius's pocket and grab the thing and bring it out, the time collar. So that's how he escapes. Like, it doesn't just happen. You actually see him do it.
Oh, really? You just have to pay attention? You're
too busy focusing on Ruby. So they're doing actual misdirection in the show, which Loki uses to use his power. And I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Because somebody had to break that down to me. I was like, oh, I didn't see that.
I just like the visual aspect of the show. Like, it looks very 70s and weird and kind of like, it's got that weird pale, pasty orange from the 70s and brown and a whole bunch of wood that makes you think like it's a weird 70s like a prison that he's in or world that he's in. And also in the second episode, we're getting into some spoiler territory, but you can see that Loki is like interested in what the TVA represents, but also is very confused with how no one has heard of this ever in their lives. And he's the only one who's got, you know, a little bit of insight on these the timekeepers, and mainly, you know, I know that this is pretty much going to be setting up Kang the Conqueror. Like, that's going to happen. And
they kind of already shown Kang.
Yeah, they showed him in the background.
I can't. Yeah.
And also
the one of the statues looks like Atticus from Lovecraft Country as well.
Mm-hmm. And then his love interest is the lady who is who's on the Supreme Court in the show.
Ngugu Mbatha-Ra.
Mm-hmm. And then we get a female Loki, which is something that hopefully you all have been watching the show, but it's basically
Lokisha.
Lokeisha. I was gonna. I was thinking that that's what she was gonna say in the new episode, but she said Randy, and I was like, "Ah, oh, Lokeisha would have been hilarious." I didn't. I knew that was never gonna happen.
Lokeisha, man, hashtag Lokeisha. I'm down for it. Because like when he took over Ruby, I was just like, "Oh, Lokeisha,
Lokeisha." Yeah. I'm down.
I want a Loki crown now. I think I'm gonna make one.
Yeah, print one of those, but. For me, I think Loki is a really good show. The newest episode showed off the female variant Loki, but is that the same actress that was on stage with him at that press thing? It doesn't look like her.
What press thing?
Well, there was like a lady who I think they were introducing to the series back when they did the D23 stuff, and they talked about all the new people coming to the new projects, and... they showed a lady who said she was starring in Loki, but it doesn't look like her in the show. But maybe I'm looking at the wrong person. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't look. I didn't see that.
Yeah. But in this last episode, I'm curious to know what's going on because what was the part that finished up the episode? She went into a time portal and then he followed her into the time portal. And then Owen Wilson was like, God damn it. And, wasn't there something else right after that? I forgot.
No, she blew up the timelines. Everybody was trying to get to him. And then Loki was like, okay. And then he just walked in.
Yeah. That's what it is.
We don't know what's happening.
Oh, never mind. This is her. Lady Loki or whatever you want to call her.
Lokeisha.
Lokeisha. But she was where's my camera? She was... that's her. And she was in this newest episode. And you know what the funny thing is, though? I think after watching this episode, just my review of the second episode particularly, I'm coming to terms with the concept of, like, maybe the timekeepers and this sacred timeline is all BS. And they've been well, I mean, if you read the comics, you might already know. But if they're forcing people to stick on one track in this and they should never deviate, then that must mean that they are like kind of almost rigidly controlling the flow of time in general instead of letting it flow free where there are multiple timelines, where there are multiple multiverses and universes where there's a different version of Loki, a different version of Thor, a different version of Robert Downey Jr. and all these other characters. And then the people who can cross between would be Scarlet Witch. I feel like there's another Nexus being or two that they've mentioned.
Doctor Strange.
I don't know. But I'm thinking because Loki's going to probably end up like messing something up for the timekeepers, that's where we get into Multiverse of Madness and... we're fighting to keep the timeline separate instead of one sacred one.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see how that was going to play out. Because one of the writers on the future Marvel films were saying the problem with Loki is like now they're working hard to undo Loki for the future projects. And I'm just like, oh, what is about to happen in this show?
Mm-hmm.
That's making them say that. So I'm very curious to see what the hell is about to go down.
Same here, because it just feels like a show that's off the rails and it's gonna take the Marvel universe into like the weirder areas. I think that's what's happening. Like we did phase 1 through 3 or 4. I can't remember. 3, 4, 5. I don't know. And now we're in like the, oh, cool, we've got an audience now, so now we can get weird with our universe.
Like, yeah. You know what I want to see with this multiple timeline situation?
Huh.
I want to see in Doctor Strange's Multiverse of Madness when they're fighting, whoever they're fighting, out come from like a weird time portal, pops in Lucius Lyon, what's his name? Meng? Mr. Meng?
You're talking about, I forget his name. Why don't I know his name either? Hustle and Flow. Why don't we know this dude's name?
Uh-oh.
Golly. You said Lucius Lyon, and that threw me off so hard. I was like, you want him to pull up as that character? What are you talking about?
No.
Did you find his name yet?
I'm trying to find it. What's this dude's name?
And Lucius Lyon.
Lucius Lyon is
Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard. Oh, I want Terrence Howard to come out in the Iron Man armor. Like, what's up, man? And just get blasted back into a portal.
I wouldn't mind a Rhodey Rhodes fight. That would be sick. Who are you? I'm the real one, man. Bop, bop, bop. Pew, 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 pew.
Whoop that trick. Get him.
Whoop that trick.
Yes, man. Shout out to the Lucius Lyon, man. Terrence Howard. War Machine, man. I want to see both of them talk to each other.
Yeah, man. War Machine. I need more War Machine, man. But yeah, so far so good. I'm really enjoying the show. I don't really have much else to review or say about it other than it's new. It's a doozy. It's a different thing, and I'm enjoying learning more and more about the MCU that I'm just enjoying where they're going with it and that they're switching things up and making their own stories or DV or variant timelines is what I'd say. So yeah, I don't know, Paul, any last thoughts on this? Cause this is our new quickie podcast review show where we are specifically talking about Loki in between our main episodes.
It's good. It's going to be July soon.
Yeah.
I'm just looking for, I'm on the journey. It's must watch TV. Cause I feel like I didn't have to watch Falcon Winter Soldier right when it dropped. And I know for this one, I do. This one is
Falcon and Winter Soldier, you could take a few days off of.
Yeah, because nobody's really talking about it. But I know for a fact that if I don't watch Loki when it drops, the next day, Meme City, baby.
I think it's just that Falcon and Winter Soldier suffers from being too grounded of characters. Like, they're so surface level. Like,
yeah.
Sam Wilson, Bucky Barnes, they're soldiers from America, and then Captain America is their hero, and they're the proteges of him. Like, that's not that deep. Now, talking about this high-level, god of Asgard going through time portals and opening up universes that are going to happen in the future. Now, that's something that I'm like, oh, yeah, I want to tune into that. So.
Yeah, where I'm along for the ride, we are. We're along for the journey.
Wait, let me meet you in the middle. Where are you at? Wait. All right, y'all. That's going to be our quickie review of Loki episode 1 and 2. We didn't even really get into much except for the fact that we're enjoying the show. We don't need to recap the episodes. You can watch the episode yourselves. But from what we've seen, I like it. I'm enjoying it. I'm looking forward to this whole concepts that they're creating. I thought it was really interesting that they talked about a cataclysmic event that was going to happen in 2050. I didn't like that. I was like, oh yeah. I was like,
did you not? The timeline is like what they say for like the next like 30 years about to happen. It's like, that's a very scary timeline.
Yeah, they were like, oh, you mean the death. They were like, oh, you mean the oceanic fault of 2033 and this of 2050 and this of 2049? I was like, hey.
Oh, well,
y'all hitting a little too close to home right now, playboy.
Oh, nope. It's a no for me, dog.
It's a big no for me, dog. But all right, y'all, we're going to wrap it up there. Hopefully you enjoy these. I still got to figure out the upload schedule on this, but if you do enjoy it, like, rate, review. Let us know if you want us to keep covering Loki every week, and we will in between our podcasts. These will be little mini bonus episodes, so enjoy them. And with that, we're going to get out of here, and we will catch you on the next one. All right, we're out. Bye. Say bye, everybody. Paul. 'All right, everybody, that was our new mini podcast. I can't talk, I'm sorry. Bonus episode of me and Paul reviewing episode 1 and 2 of Loki season 1. We will have another episode for you within the next week of Loki episode 3, and then however many more episodes there are this season. But with that, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, leave a Apple review if you have an iPhone. And we appreciate you, and we will see you on the next one. And don't forget to leave those voice messages on Anchor. All right, y'all. Have a nice day. We're out. Peace.